All right, continuing on now, we got a bit of a background there from our friends at Great Lakes News. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Now, as we head towards the Fox Theater in Detroit, you know, energy will be one of those things on the discussion block, as will Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and a host of other ideas that would probably bankrupt the country. Phil Kirpin here. He says, let's talk about that whole fake Democratic health care debate. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Great to be with you.
Always good to have you here. Yeah, the fake Democratic health care debate. Do tell.
Well, you know, they're pretending there's this huge disagreement between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who want to immediately ban all private insurance and force everyone into a government single-payer Medicare for All system, and, you know, Joe Biden, who's so moderate, and he wants to build on Obamacare, and he just wants to add a Medicare buy-in public option to the way Obamacare is. And, you know, if he even said, hey, Steve, he even promised, if you like your buy-in, you can keep it.
Yeah,
he's been saying that on the stump. And so they're acting like there's this huge difference, and there's this huge debate. But it really is a fake debate because, look, we all know that the goal of all of the Democrats for many, many years has been to force everyone into a government plan. That was the goal of Obamacare. Now they're trying to sort of add the public option. You know, Biden wants to add this public option. Okay, so there's going to be a government plan competing with private plans, except the government taxes and regulates the private plans, and the government plan can dictate prices and force providers to participate. You know, the guy who came up with this idea of a public option, Jacob Hacker, Yale professor, said it was a way to get to single payer. It was a way to, for everyone to move out of private insurance into the government plan before they even realize what's happening. And then you end up in the exact same place that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are trying to go. And actually, a couple of them admitted this on the debate stage last time around. I think Pete Buttigieg and Kirsten Gillibrand said, you know, hey, we love Biden's idea and we love Bernie's idea because, you know, the public option will be a transition to the mandatory government single-payer system for everyone. And they were telling the truth. There really is no disagreement. This huge supposed disagreement where Biden's attacking them and he's the moderate and all this kind of thing. Honestly, the only thing they disagree about is whether they want to be honest about forcing everyone into a single-payer government plan or whether they want to be dishonest and keep using the famous Obama lie about you can keep your plan. That's it. They disagree on policy.
It really has always been about the single-payer plan since 2009 and 10, has it? I mean, that's been the push for 10 years now, which is complete government control.
And they denied it over and over, along with all their other lies. But I think pretty clearly that that's been their goal.
Yeah, clearly. And we continue to head down that road. It doesn't bode well, because the concern that I have is, you know, even if it gets held back now for a bit or held back for, you know, a little while, it continues to come. It's rust never sleeps, Phil.
Yeah, look, I mean, the failure to get Obamacare repeal done when we had a Republican House, Senate, and presidency is going, you know, it could be a fateful historic tragedy if we don't get another chance at it. And frankly, you know, it's not entirely clear to me that even if Republicans win back the House and President Trump's reelected, they've sort of learned their lesson and come together so they can actually get it done this time either. Although I like to hope that they could. But, yeah, I mean, look, we've got a private health insurance system that had big problems even before Obamacare, but was essentially sabotaged, rigged to fail by Obamacare, which drove prices that were already too high through the roof and caused all these other practical problems. And, I mean, if your goal is to say, hey, private insurance doesn't work, let's put everyone in a government plan, then maybe you don't mind that you've made a total mess and destroyed the private health insurance system. But if you're trying to prevent that from happening, as conservatives are, you really do need to do something about that. And, you know, the Trump administration has done a lot.
You know, it's weird. I want to jump in here, Phil, because I was watching a headline just moments ago, and I picked this story off from the Associated Press. America's much maligned health care system is covering 9 out of 10 people. You know, America's health care system isn't maligned by people that need good coverage and good treatment and the best cancer treatment and the best heart disease treatment, and the best everything treatment in the world is found in America. I mean, you can say what you want, and maybe it's not easy to access, and maybe it's expensive, but when it comes to actual health care, we have the
greatest providers.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
But 90% are covered.
Very messed up financing system, and
Yeah, 90% of the population has coverage right now.
Yeah, it's probably more if you exclude illegal.
Because
a lot of that 10% is people who are illegally present in the country.
There you go. So where's the failure?
Well, I think the failure is that we're paying a lot more than we should be for almost everything in healthcare, especially for health insurance.
That part I agree with. We need truth in pricing. You know, when you go to the ER and everything, you never know what you're paying for anything, right? And you look
we've got to have a lot more choice and competition across the board, not just in terms of provider pricing, but in the insurance system.
Well, here's my point. You know, when you go to the ER and you get an MRI, and it shows up on your bill for $3,000, but then it says if you have insurance, it's $1,600, but if you have insurance, you only pay $150. You know, what does the thing cost? Does it cost $3,000? Does it cost $1,600? What does it cost? Because if you go in there without insurance, you get stuck with the whole bill, right? I get that.
Yeah. Well, that's tricky because for an expensive machine like that, the machine itself is extremely expensive.
I understand that.
Pressing the button one more time is sort of like a marginal cost of almost nothing.
Exactly.
The pricing is a little tricky. You got to cover the cost of the machine, but, you know, they're not going to turn down a couple $100 if they otherwise wouldn't get it.
Exactly. My point being is maybe the
negotiation.
Truth in pricing would be key as far as, you know, having an idea of what you're paying for. Anyhow, those are things that could certainly be fixed. Phil, greatly appreciate you being here. Always a pleasure. It is the fake Democratic healthcare debate. Phil Kirpin, thank you.
All right, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. It is Monday. The healthcare debate, trust me, it's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere at all. We got a lot to cover here before we get back. Yeah, 90% of us are covered already. Can you believe that? They don't tell you that on the TV now, do they? All right, this part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building your future in Michigan today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner. There could be a great job waiting for you today. Do it now. We'll be back.